Welcome to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article that will be in the June issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled America's Appetite for Beef. To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by Dr. Alfredo DiConstanza, who's a Nebraska Extension educator based in Cumming County. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
We just celebrated Beef Month, and we've seen excellent beef demand in the United States. We've seen demand for beef grow not only in consumption, the amount people are buying and eating, but also in price. And some recent data from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics highlights that. In this article, you highlight some of the things that we've seen take place in beef demand in the United States over the last 10 years. And I think it's something worth noting and celebrating as we celebrated Beef Month in May.
Yes, I think so, Aaron. So you hear so much about the increase in beef prices at the retail level. Obviously, the cattlemen are enjoying better prices for beef, and this has been a sustained 3 years, perhaps even more if you start counting 2022. So part of the impetus for this article was, well, where are we on what people really want for their consumption of beef or any other protein meats? And so that's what drove me to dive into this survey set, which is pretty intense, and it tracks the Americans' attitudes for their food and other expenditures over the years. It's a nice series. I recommend people looking at it.
In the article, you talk about what's taken place going all the way back to 2016, which I think is kind of a nice snapshot because we're looking at about a 10-year period. Over that time, we've seen an increase both in the volume of beef that consumers are purchasing as well as the price.
That is correct. And of course, it reflects the dynamics of the herd and, how consumer has responded to those prices. And so, as you indicate, that analysis tells us that beef in the form of roasts, steaks, and ground beef has increased from 50 to 54% since 2016. That's one segment of those surveys from the same U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. On the other hand, there is a nice set, as I said before, that tracks what households, and I'll explain what a household is in a minute, spend on beef. A household, by the way, is defined by 2.4 people, which is obviously resulting from the survey. So imagine, a regular home with mom, a dad, and a child, pretty much is kind of what that says. But of course, it has to take into consideration single family homes, etc. And this cuts across the demographics, right? We're not looking at any backgrounds or anything, just across the board American people that were interviewed. And by the way, this survey tracks 100 million people a year, which I think is really good. It's a good basis on where to base our information. So from about the most recent data, unfortunately, is 2024. The previous data that I looked at was 2016. And at that time, a household spend, and remember what I'm saying, a household spend $244 in 16. And in 2024, the same household spend $408 a year on beef. This is at home and away purchases, which is interesting because if you remember the press and the media saying how expensive beef has become, and it has, it's just that on a yearly basis, it doesn't impact an American household to a degree any more than 400. Perhaps the 2025 figure will come back to $500 a year. And that's one of the shocking things when reviewing these data, that we talk on one end that prices have increased, but the consumption is still at only $400 in 2024.
To put that in perspective a little bit, if we think about that on a per month basis, that's less than $35 a month.
Correct. Yeah. And I will warn the listener that, they'll look at their own expenditure on beef and they'll go, no, that's wrong. But you got to realize this is an average, right? And that person does not exist. That average family does not exist. I know I would spend more than $35 a month on beef for sure, but so we can't use our own biases to interpret this. This is what the data are reflecting, and we have to base ourselves on that information.
The other thing that I thought was very interesting, and this is a reversal of a trend that we look at going back to the 70s, the total volume, the amount of beef that people are consuming has increased. So not just price, but also volume.
Exactly. That's the thing that sort of caught my attention is that if you take just the price of beef increases between 16 and 24 versus what the American household spent between 16 and 24, and the American household spent $164 more in 2024 than they did in 2016. This is way more than beef increased in price. So it has to say that these people are eating way more beef. And when you calculate that back, and this is the fun part about this article, is that and this is not the way we calculate generally the demand in America. Demand is calculated in America by simply dividing the number of carcass pounds available a year by the population. This figure that we're talking about here reflects that in 2016, by using the prices that the Bureau reported, in 2016, Americans were consuming 42 pounds of beef in a household. And now they're consuming 51 pounds in 2024. That is an increase in spite of the increase in prices of about 1 pound of beef a year. That I find really interesting.
I think it also reflects a broader trend we've seen within consumers across the United States in the demand and interest to eat higher amounts of protein in their diet. And we've seen that not only in beef, but in pork, poultry, dairy products. Those things have all seen an increase in demand.
That is correct. And we I think we've reflected that on the article about the appetite for other proteins, dairy and poultry and pork. And I think you're right, is that people have turned their attention to healthy servings of protein product, meats and milk, of course, and other dairy products to ensure that they're eating a more balanced diet. And of course, more recently the change in the pyramid is perhaps supporting the American consumer to make that shift.
Anything else on this topic you'd like to highlight today?
Other than to say we need to pat the producers in the back for doing a great job of bringing beef back as a meat of choice for the American consumer. And the consumer is responding, and we have nothing to say to them than thank you for enjoying our product.
Well, for more information on the article we discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find it in the June issue of the Beef Watch newsletter, and that can be found at beef.unl.edu.